Well, good morning from a very grey, overcast morning in Birmingham. It's Turbo from here. I'm just walking to the local post office. On quite a busy road, as you can probably hear. There's a few yards I can turn off and just a bit more quiet. So I have to post a few letters, a couple of packets. Yeah, so I suppose we'll have this as an audio log, perhaps. Had quite a busy weekend. My uncle's been down from Carlisle. He spent all day on Saturday at the classic car show. Lots of wonderful old cars. All polished up. I'm quite sure some of them are in better condition now than they were when they left the production line all those years ago. Cars range from, I think the earliest one was the 1898 horseless carriage, I think they used to call them in them days, right up to the present day. There's a brand new Peugeot on one of the stands. Took up about half the NEC. Quite a big place, NEC. If anyone lives anywhere near Birmingham, I've been to there over the years. You do lots and lots of walking. It's about half a mile from the station and the bus terminus place. Just to get into the hall, you go up a big flight of stairs. Then you go through the station concourse, and there's a long undercover walkway, all carpeted, and you go down some more stairs. Then you go to some of the exhibition halls, then you go up another flight of stairs, and then on an even longer covered walkway, and there's some more stairs. So I reckon it was a good half a mile each way. So that's a mile of walking before you even get into the exhibition. And then you just have a wander around. My uncle spent a good half an hour on the Morris Register stand. He was just doing an old Morris from 1937. He's had in his garage since 1960s. Not a look at the MG stand. Chap I know's got his MG on there. That's blowing my nose. Excuse me. Yeah, so it was a really good day. I sort of enjoyed it. I did a short soundscape. It wasn't really more just a bit of a walk around, really get some of the ambience. Yeah, so it was a good day. So on Sunday, I didn't really do a lot, I'll be honest. I had a day off. One of them days when you stay in the house and do jobs in the house. Because when I do that, I always feel as though I've not achieved anything. Even I was cleaning some of the kitchen out. A small extension where I cleaned. I've got a small freezer in there which I wiped down, that became a bit dusty. I always feel as if I haven't gone out. There's all some of my dates somehow, I don't know why. I was walking past a favourite child of haunt of mine, just over a small stream. It's called the Valley Parkway. It's where I recorded the firework sounds the other week. I used to play football on the cricket pitch in the summer on the outside. Parkway goes all the way down to Bourneville. It's like a green corridor, I suppose you'd call it. There's a tennis club there on one side, and there's a bowling green. And you cross Bristol Road and you end up at a place called the Yachting Pool, built by the Cadbury family. Like a small boating lake for model boats. So I really need some exercise today, so that's where we're headed. Hope you all get a good weekend. Listen to All One Word and his time machine backups, etc. Something I need to organise. There's my new Mac. I'm quite conscious, I don't really want to fill my Mac up with a load of junk and programs. I've fallen into his trap over the years, he bought a computer. And after a few months, I start installing all sorts of stuff. So I'm just going to try and avoid that this time. And just try and keep a few core programs. And keep regularly backing things up. So that'll be my next purchase, is an external hard drive. I made that into a time machine. Another road now where I used to deliver papers. I used to have a paper round when I was about 13 or 14. There's bungalows on one side and big houses on the other. And every morning used to get my BMX bike down to the paper shop. Get me a bag of papers. Cycle off into the gloom in the winter. Putting papers through letterboxes. All for a grand total of £3.50 a week. That's a 7 day a week thing as well. So that before school. I can still pick out the houses I used to go to all these years later. 30 odd years later. Something we'll call that a day, I think. I'm not sure what I call it. Audio log walk to the post office, maybe. Something like that, not too far away now. Maybe for 10 minutes. So mark that down as a rambly boo. Once again, thanks for listening. And I'll speak to you all soon.